Welcome back to News and Views. I want to thank Proceed, RDO Truck Centers, Gate City Bank, and your locally owned Stop and Go stores for sponsoring News and Views live from Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas. Ryan, I think the next individual that we're going to get on News and Views, the state of North Dakota, owes a big thank you to. Do you agree with that?
That's pretty accurate.
9 months that she carried this guy, and he's carried us for what, 4 years now?
Yeah, when Brock Jensen came to North Dakota State, I don't know if a lot of people knew what to expect, but, man, you think back on just that year, Bison fans think about the Eastern Washington game. Well, that was back when Brock was a freshman and how far he's come and how much we like the kid. Brock Jensen's everybody's favorite. Look at him on Twitter. He's got a million followers, and he tweets back and forth. He's just that kind of a kid, and I'm anxious to see where his upbringing came from. We are excited to have Lori Jensen, Brock's mom, is on the mighty 790 KFGO and statewide all across North Dakota.
You bet. Lori, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on the News and Views Radio Network.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how exciting is this to see your son starting for the third straight time and going for the third straight national championship?
I'm delighted to be here for the third year in a row. It's been an amazing journey these last 5 years, and incredible to think that tomorrow that they could possibly be three-time national champions and make history.
When Brock told you he was going to North Dakota State, what were your thoughts about that in the beginning?
I knew it was far, but I know that he made a great choice when he chose NDSU for his education in football. We had went out there and checked it out, and it was a great fit for him.
So is Wisconsin still home for you, Lori?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, just for you to go to games, that's a heck of a drive.
It was, yes, a long drive, but enjoyed every moment of it. I'll miss the games. I'll miss game day and the devoted fans and the Bison families that I've developed close relationships over the past years. I'll miss it.
Will you be emotional on Saturday, Lori? It's not just Brock's final game with North Dakota State. This is it for you as well.
Right. I'm sure I will be a bit emotional.
I want to go on record, Lori, that I wasn't the one that tried to get you to cry on the radio. That was Ryan Gellner. This is Joel Heitkamp.
Come on.
I want to talk about all the cool friends and family that you met along the way. Some of these people aren't going to go away. I mean, when Brock is done with that final collegiate game this Saturday, Lori,
right,
you've got lifetime friends that you're going to be able to stay in touch with for a long, long time. And think of some of the reunions and everything else that are going to be fun.
I agree, and I plan on hopefully getting back to a few games. It would be fun.
Lori, would you like to see Brock go to that next level? I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of college football games in my day, and Brock Jensen is the best quarterback the Bison have ever had, period, bar none. The records show it. You look at what he's accomplished on the field for this team and what I think he's about to accomplish again for them. And I don't know how you can not make that argument. So I won't put you in that spot where you end up coming off as though you're a braggart. I'm just going to do it for you. So would you like to see Brock, as a mother, knowing how bad you can get busted up in this game, do you want to see him keep playing? Would you like to see him go to the next level?
Absolutely. That's been a dream since he's been a little boy. His degree's important to him, but it might be put on hold due to training. Everything is pretty much in God's hands, and what will be, and I support and back him 100% either way, and whatever he pursues, I back him.
Oh, what a cool mom to have. Lori, let me ask you this. Lori Jensen is our guest, Brock Jensen's mom. Does he talk to you a lot? Does he call home? Does he, you know, what are conversations like with him?
Oh, yes. I talk to him. Mostly text, but yes, we do talk.
Text kind of took over talking. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Do you text him before big games, Laura? I'm anxious to know. Does he text his mom after a big win, or what's that like? That's got to be pretty cool.
He does. He usually calls me. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it sure is.
Way cool. Lori, when you come to a game like this, do you have that expectation of, you know what, I think we're going to win this one? Or do you just sit on your edge of your seat and last 2 weeks ago's game, you know, Brock threw a pick six to start the game. That's not easy being the quarterback's mother when a game starts like that.
I'm pretty calm. I pretty much just say a prayer before the game and, you know, that there's no injuries on either side and it is what it is. And, yeah, I wish, you know, I wish him the best.
I always think it's interesting when, Lori, you know who you are, but not everybody around you knows who you are. And so at times at games, all for Brock to be playing, sitting here, you know, at the height of what can be a collegiate career, but you saw him as a young, I mean, you saw him in high school. You saw him at junior high. How tough is it to be a high-profile athlete's mom with some of the things you hear in the stands?
I just don't even listen to it.
Good for you.
Don't even listen to it.
Don't pay attention to it at all.
No.
Lori, what was Brock like growing up? What kind of a kid was he? I think we all know he was probably a pretty good kid, but what was he like away from all of this?
Well, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I raised the kids and tried to instill good family values and morals in them.
Well, you did that.
He was a very easy child to raise. By the way, he was always very respectful. He was kind-hearted, grateful, sincere, compassionate towards others. And he's always been, he still does. He puts everyone else first.
Yeah, every time I see him, he's got a smile on his face, too. That's special.
He does. Yeah.
And Lori, if your goal was to make sure he had a deep faith, you accomplished that. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of Brock's life, and that must make you very proud.
You know, I am. I'm proud of him on and off the field and how he continues to stay so humble. And it keeps a strong faith in God. That's what makes me proud.
All right, Lori, we're going to put you on the spot. I want a prediction. Come on. Tell me what's going to happen this Saturday.
I never predict.
Well, we don't want to change anything.
I'm hoping for a win, but if not, you know, it's been an honor for them to get there 3 years in a row. That's just incredible.
Hey, Lori, we are going to have Warren Holloway on in a little bit to not only talk about Brock. They used to be roommates a couple of years ago. We're going to have Warren on to talk about Brock and talk about how this receiving game has come along. I'm anxious to know, with guys like Warren Holloway and Ryan Smith, who have been Brock's roommates, what kind of a relationship you have with them. They must be your second favorite players, I would assume.
They're great, just great kids, yes.
That's awesome.
Think a lot of both of them.
Lori, it's a busy day for you. You got a lot of friends to meet, and yet you took some time for all the listeners of News and Views out there. I thank you for that. I hope I get a chance to meet you. You sound like the kind of mom everybody wants to have, Lori, so take that as a compliment it's meant to be. Yeah, appreciate you coming on, Lori. Thank you, and good luck on Saturday, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Lori Jensen, the mother of Brock Jensen.